Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to the podcast this week. You're listening to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex. 817-444-8402 is the number to call. Today's topic of conversation, guys, is some key actions to prepare for clients when it comes to divorce. So let's talk about a few key topics, key elements, if you will. I'll give you guys a few bullet points here, and we'll discuss some of these very important items when it comes to making sure we're prepared when, unfortunately, something unfortunate like a divorce happens. Not a pleasant time, very emotional time. So let's talk about a few things that we can look out for here today on the podcast. How about gathering the information and records? Right off the bat, that should be a crucial first step.
Absolutely. We even have a checklist or a divorce guide to your finances that we share with divorce attorneys and with our clients that unfortunately may end up in divorce. And you have to have the information. You have to think about it. Most divorces are the severing of a relationship that's been together for 5, 10, 20, even 40 years. And that's a lot of time to have things co-mingled, and now you're going to have to separate it out. So there's a lot of financial and other records that you're going to need to gather and have copies of so that you can make a prudent decision once you start talking with the attorney.
Well, and in order to move forward, even to create a budget, you need to know what you own in the first place, together and separately.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting that information together is going to help because when you go into this situation, once the assets, and you're looking at what's going to happen with the court system and so on and so forth, you need to know who owns what, what's going to go where, and how that things are going to be divided up. So the checklist is a great resource to go through. What about investing in professional advice and assistance? Certainly a good time to take that step.
I've had several examples where a client came to me after the divorce was final and said, well, I've got this Quadro, the qualified domestic relations order, to have my share of a retirement plan. And that's not necessarily a good way to go. You know, half is not necessarily half when it comes to different things like that. So I recommend to anybody that is even considering or contemplating a divorce, talk to a financial advisor, either in conjunction with the attorney or even before you talk to an attorney. Because this one poor lady, she came to me and all the money that she got from the divorce was in qualified money. It was in an IRA. Well, she was younger than 59 and a half, so every time she took money out, she had to pay a 10% penalty. Well, she hadn't been working, so she was having to tap the money for her living expenses. And it was a real detriment to her. Not only did she pay the 10% penalty, but she had to pay the taxes on it. Where if she'd brought me in at the beginning, I could have said, well, instead of taking so much of the retirement plan, why don't we take money from the proceeds from the sale of the house? Then she would have had cash that wouldn't have been subject to taxes, and it would have made her life a heck of a lot easier.
And it's also important to find not only a good attorney that you like and trust and a good certified financial planner that you like and trust, but also a CPA as well. Because most of the time, you're using the same CPA as your spouse. And when you're starting to look at this, it's good to separate and maybe find your own CPA.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bree, that's probably the norm, right? A lot of times when the divorce happens, the couple's been using a lot of the same people, whether it's an advisor or a CPA or attorney, and now you need to shop around for your own, correct?
Yes, very much so. It's a good time to shop and find somebody that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, so very good points here today on the Financial Plan podcast. We're talking about some key actions, some things to consider if a divorce is happening. It's one of the three most difficult experiences in life, And, you know, we want to make sure that we are doing the right things, taking the right steps to prepare ourselves, unfortunately, for this event that, you know, happens all too often. So there's a lot of things we can do to make sure we're preparing. Obviously, talking with some professionals, getting some professional advice was certainly a key element, like Tim and Bree at Estes Financial Services. What about changing our information? Let's discuss a little bit about that. Obviously, we're separating. Name changes and things are going to happen. Lots of other information to be changed.
Lots of information to be changed. I recommend looking at potentially getting a P.O. box for your mail and making sure that you're also getting duplicate statements for any accounts that your name is on in conjunction with going to the house where you are, because mail can be lost, mail can be opened. You want to make sure everything stays in a safe, secure place that only you have access to.
Absolutely. And that's a good point about the P.O. box that Bree brought up. Especially if the divorce is getting contentious. Yeah. Mail can be shredded or disappears or whatever. So if you have a separate place, a P.O. box that only you have a key for, that's a good way to help yourself out. You want to be making sure that everything that that you have that's important to you is the name and address and everything is changed. You know, you may want to keep your married name, or you may, as a woman, you may want to change back to your maiden name. So you want to make sure that any information you change is taken care of, and keep good records. You know, you definitely want to make sure that you keep good records, not just for yourself, but also for your ex-spouse.
Also, pull your credit record, because it's always good to see what credit cards you have open jointly and separately. There may be something on there that you didn't know about.
Yeah, lots of times there's so many things that can happen within that. And as Tim mentioned, unfortunately, we hope that they go as peacefully as possible, but a lot of times that just isn't the case. And if it does get contentious, you want to make sure that you've done all the steps you can do to divert that information so that you make sure that you're getting all the information you need timely when you need it, because it does become very important. Taking stock of all your personal things and the things that are going to be important to you that you're going to need, keep those good records, as Tim mentioned. What about another topic for this subject here, Tim? Maybe creating that post-divorce budget. Obviously, as things are splitting off, the finances are going to change, and this is really important to budget yourself.
Well, unfortunately, most of the people that I've dealt with that were getting divorced happen to be women. And it's a known fact, it's a very, very known statistic that when a woman gets divorced, her quality of life and her income usually decreases somewhere on the order of around 74%. So the quality of life just drops drastically. It's changing a little with the demographics in the U.S. where women are in the workforce, but I've seen a lot of people where the wife or the female spouse is really hurt and hampered by the divorce, and it's financially devastating. So it's even more important that they talk to someone like us to help them get a budget, figure out where they're going, and determine what they can afford and can't afford. I had one client that said, I don't care what happens, I'm keeping the house. I can keep the house. I'm not going to get rid of the house. And that was an emotional reaction she had to the divorce. And we sat down and I started budgeting and I said, okay, how much do you make? And she told me. And I said, how much is the house payment? And she told me. And I said, okay, you'll have $100 a month left over after paying the house payment to eat, pay bills, get gasoline, and everything else. And she quickly came to the realization there was no way she could keep the house. And so even though it was very emotionally charged and it was a hard decision for her to make, they did have to finally decide to sell the house.
And here at Estes Financial, we have programs to help you put a budget together and look at different scenarios, like what Tim talked about. Whether all the expenses, which expenses you want to keep.
And I think that's really a big part of this, Bree, is that you need to sit down with someone, talk with someone, and get the financial aspect, but you also need to get some emotional support. I think that's clearly an important part of this process, because without that, you could make bad decisions, especially on the financial side.
Oh, exactly. Divorce is an emotional roller coaster. It's not fun. I don't know anybody who gets excited about it. And it's really easy to get pulled into kind of a darkness or a depression and fighting and negotiations and that, and not take care of your mental health and mental well-being.
Absolutely. I think, at least here in the U.S., with divorce rates being so high, it's everybody has different takes on the statistics. I've heard everywhere from 50% to 60% people get divorced. Well, when you have a 50-50 chance of getting divorced sometime in your life, I think it ought to be almost mandatory that you see a licensed healthcare professional, a mental health care professional, just to get that emotional support, to be able to talk out your feelings, your angst, your anger, your trepidation and everything, because whether we like it or not, we are emotional creatures. We're not like Spock or Data on Star Trek, you know? We are very emotional creatures, and our emotions can affect our health. And so,
and affect our decision making
and
too.
Affect, absolutely, Bree, you're exactly right. It can affect our decision making. I liken it almost to the loss of a spouse due to death. And I tell most of my clients, don't make any big major decisions for a minimum of 6 months. And for some people, it may even be a year before you make big financial decisions like buying another house or moving across the country or something like that, because you're still so emotionally raw that you don't necessarily think things through.
And if you're not comfortable with one-on-one counseling, there's support groups out there that you can join as well. But it's just, it's good to get out there and talk.
And I've found that a lot of churches, whether you're religious or not, a lot of churches have support groups that will help people of divorce.
Yeah, support is certainly going to be a key factor in such an unpleasant time. It's an unpleasant topic, but as Tim mentioned, with the rates as high as they are, whatever the statistic is that you tend to find yourself siding with, it's important to plan accordingly in all facets of that unfortunate event, whether it's financial, emotional, whatever the case is. But financially, Tim and Bree at Estes Financial Services, it's a great resource to turn to here in the Metroplex. If you need to talk with someone about possible divorce situation and how that might look, it's a great time to talk with them. 817-444-8402. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net, on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. Again, 817-444-8402. Unpleasant topic, but certainly one that needs to be addressed. You've been listening to The Financial Flight Plan this week with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. Guys, thank you so much for being here discussing this sensitive subject.
Yes, it is a sensitive subject and a dark subject, but we felt that it was something that needed to be addressed. And so that's why we decided to present this podcast. But as our tagline goes, you know, go out and lead an abundant life. You can recover from divorce and you can have an abundant life.
Check out more podcasts on iTunes, Financial Flight Plan.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.